Hey, Yael, what makes the human brain so special?
Well, Don, our brain may not be so special. In 2009, Dr. Susanna Herculano-Huzel and her colleagues showed that the human brain has the same density of nerve cells as other primates. Comparing humans to smaller primates, she claims that our brain is no bigger than it should be for our body size. Still, given the distinctive way that primate brains scale with size, we may have the most brain cells of any mammal.
But some apes are a lot bigger than us. Shouldn't they have bigger brains too?
You're right. Gorillas can grow to 3 times our size, but still have much smaller brains than ours.
How come?
Brain cells need more energy than most body cells. Although the brain is less than 2% of the mass of the human body, it consumes 20% of its resting metabolic energy. Gorillas have to spend more than 8 hours every day eating to get enough calories to support their big body, and they can't afford a bigger brain, too.
So then how did human ancestors overcome this limitation?
Beginning with Homo erectus about 2 million years ago, our ancestors couldn't have afforded the metabolic cost of their increasingly large brains if they ate raw food like the gorilla. Primatologist Richard Wrangham thinks that the invention of cooking with fire is what made this growth in brain size possible. Cooked food is easier to digest and yields more calories. Cooking may have made the human brain possible and freed us from having to spend all day eating.
I think I've gained a new appreciation of my kitchen.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from PINCO.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.